Action Park Media.
All right, welcome to Victory the Podcast. I'm Kevin Connolly.
I'm Kevin Dillon.
Back. Kevin Dillon is back.
Back.
It's going to be a little back. It's going to be a little bit weird today because we don't have our team captain in the studio today.
Our ace.
We don't have our ace, Garrett Cole, or Jacob DeGrom.
DeGrom, baby.
Kevin Dillon. Doug Ellen is not with us today. Doug, how you doing? Walk us through what happened. What's going on?
I'm doing okay, but Dillon did not like the comparison to Jacob DeGrom. He thought that was ridiculous, but and I agree. But it's been both an amazing week and a rough week. It started, and you guys can both laugh at me, but I got hurt playing pickleball. I hurt my knee, and I couldn't walk. And
we did see you limping around. But did you get it checked out? I mean, are you retired from pickleball?
So when I got off the plane, because I was going to Colorado, I got off the plane. I could not walk. People were looking at me and laughing at me on the plane. And I called my doctor, and he thought I had an ACL tear. So I got an MRI in Colorado. This is my trip. And it was negative, fortunately.
Did you turn it in the wrong way or something?
I don't know. By the way, I finished out the game and won as well. Wow. But I couldn't walk. Couldn't walk for like 2 weeks, but the MRI turned out negative, and I got a cortisone shot. But I'm vacation.
So what does that mean?
Means maybe a little arthritis is what it might mean.
Yeah, basically, he said, "Listen, you're old. You got a lot of cartilage damage. You got, you know, probably the start of arthritis. So it's normal pain management now." Mm. So anyway, went through that, got the cortisone shot. The knee started getting
that shot hurts too, doesn't it? That shot hurts.
It wasn't ideal.
I've had one.
And then I got COVID with Sarah. Both of us are,
Sarah being pregnant too. That really sucks. Yeah. And she's okay though.
She's pretty good. I mean, it's not been awesome, but we're, the real problem is, you know, we didn't want to get on the plane back and expose other humans. So I had to lock myself up in Aspen. And this is honestly, I don't know if you guys have been here. This is the most expensive place I've ever been to in my entire life. Like you order some Postmates and it's $300 for like the, you know, a burger and fries. It's crazy.
Yeah. But, mainly rich people live in Aspen. By the way, Stockton Dave almost had a heart attack in the booth and you said that it would cost $300 to get delivery to the to the hotel. What's going on, bro? So you're kind of trapped in Colorado. Right?
I am trapped, yeah. And we're coming back Saturday, and we just didn't want to expose anybody.
Well, so
we've been locked in a room, but the room's, it's expensive.
Right. Yeah, no doubt.
In this thing.
Yeah, and thank God it's not wintertime when it's ski season. It'd be really expensive.
I mean, here's the crazy thing about COVID. Like, you're basically the last person, maybe one other person that I know that didn't get COVID, and nobody took more precautions than you, right? I mean, I guess it was just inevitable, right? It's just tough to avoid.
They say in some states, everyone in the world is going to get COVID. So
I don't think I've been crazy about it. I just think I've been lucky. I mean, I've traveled a little bit, but somehow I've never gotten it. And even when I was in a booth with Ted doing Ramble On, and he had it the next day, I didn't get it. So I thought I was immune, to be honest with you. And you know, whatever it was 4 or 5 nights ago, I just was like, you know, and again, I don't want to panic anybody, but we do have some friends we're with who are worse than we are, you know, so.
Who are sick, sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, again, high fevers, like a bad, bad flu, you know, nobody's going to a hospital. Nobody's, you know, whatever, but I'm definitely not enjoying this. And, you know, I think also the interesting thing about it is just the cost to normal people. What I can say is I don't believe for 1 second that at least half the population wouldn't have gotten on that plane. So people have to be flying all over the world with COVID, obviously. And there's really nothing you can do about it. So if you want to leave your house, you're going to get it. And I think, you know, we've talked about it before. The best thing you do is stay as healthy as you possibly can. And I'm pretty healthy. So it has not been bad, but it is, It is costly. I'll tell you that. It costs me a lot of money. You know?
Yeah.
Well, Dylan is back, and Dylan came in actually with a present for you today, which is weird because the owner of this place did not offer me Kevin Connolly one. He said, give this to Doug Ellen.
You know what? More and more people are starting to go, hey, I love the podcast. Love Victory the Pod. It's unbelievable how many people come up to me and say they love the podcast.
The podcast
people are listening. The podcast
got Dylan. Dylan, tell us the story of
this bar. The place is called the White Horse Tavern in Newport, Rhode Island. It's the oldest tavern in America. It's really super old, like older than, you know, they opened it before the Revolutionary War. So, and it's a really great place, tough seat to get. I walked in thinking, hey, maybe I'll just get lucky. And they were like, oh, maybe next week. So on my way out, the guy goes, hey, Johnny Drama, hey, come on. It was the manager of the place. His name was Alex, and he's a big fan of Victory.
That's crazy. He listens to
that. And I had a great beef Wellington that they do with foie gras, which was amazing.
You know, foie gras?
Yeah.
Foie gras.
That's a state where you're allowed to eat foie gras. This stupid state of California will not let us
eat foie gras.
Sell. I mean, I guess you could eat it, but you can't sell it.
And so he gave you a hat, and he said, and here, this
is. He gave me a hat. He gave me a nice White Horse Tavern hat. And he goes, hey, give this one to Doug Ellen.
That is, am I supposed to be offended?
Sorry, KC, you should be a little offended.
Am I supposed to be offended? That's
he
crazy.
Wanted to give you know it to I'll you, Doug. You.
It makes me feel really good. But are you talking about the one in the village?
No. That one's old, too. The one in New York is old, but this one is.
Because this one's
150 years older.
Right.
Yeah. Well, this one's old too. But by the way, it's weird because when you said it, I'm like, I just read this in the paper today, but it's not that one. The one in New York City, the landlord, it says, this is in the Post today. Landlord sues White Horse Tavern for $640K in back rent. But that is not the one that Kevin Dillon's
on. No, it's not related.
Well, they wouldn't be giving out free
hats. I love that one too. The one in New York City is great. Dylan Thomas, yeah. I think. Drank himself to death in that bar.
Well, we'll see. Seeing as that I wasn't offered a hat, I might have to cut this whole segment out.
Well, you know, now that Doug's not here, maybe, maybe you know, it's a nice white horse tavern
hat.
Hat.
I want that hat.
You can have the hat. All right, Doug. Thanks. Well, listen, man, we'll let you go. We miss you.
By the way, established in 1673 right there. Established 1673.
That Doug, is very cool, Dylan.
Yeah, Doug,
you got Conley wants to get me up.
Let's
talk about this episode a little bit.
For everybody that listening, we are going to do season 4, episode 2. The first cut is the deepest, part 2, the Kevin Dillon
edition. Yeah, I'm pissed. How dare you? You know, the rule was you can't do episodes without me.
I know. Dylan was mad that we did an episode without him.
Yeah, but I don't mind you guys doing, you know, as many Victory podcasts, but I like to be there for the episodes.
They're
just so fun to do.
We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are into season 4, episode 2, The First Cut is the Deepest, part 2, Kevin Dillon edition, after this. I'm happy to welcome an amazing new sponsor to the show, and I'm talking about Sheath Underwear. Have you or your friends had trouble finding comfortable underwear? Underwear that is focused on your comfort with no chafing, no sticking, no drama, and designed so that everything fits exactly where it should. And you know what I'm talking about. If yes, then you have to try Sheath Underwear. It all starts with Sheath's dual pouch system, a concept that was developed by the company's founder after enduring a summer in Iraq, day after day of triple digit heat and unbearable chafing and discomfort. Founder and CEO Robert Patton felt there had to be a better way, and now there is. When I first saw it, I thought, this is genius. My friends tell me all you have to do is put them on and gravity handles the rest. The dual pouch comfortably cradles you just like a hammock for the family jewels. And don't forget to check out our newest additions, the Bamboo 5 and the Mesh Boxer Brief. Added comfort, added performance, added mobility. You know what? I like to wear Sheath underwear at my roller hockey games. It keeps me cool for 3 periods of men's roller hockey on Wednesday night. It's a whole new world of comfort and performance. The Sheath underwear is all about supporting shows like ours and supporting free speech. So make sure to give Sheath underwear a try. Go to sheathunderwear.com now and use the promo code VICTORY to receive 20% off today. That is very important. That's sheathunderwear.com today and use the promo code VICTORY for 20% off. All right, we're back. Victory the Podcast, season 4, episode 2. First cut is the deepest. We got Kevin Dillon in studio, Doug Ellen via phone, which is crazy because Doug is holed up in a hotel room with COVID, unfortunately. But Doug, of course, is a madman, and he's gonna hang with us on this episode.
You know what's really cool about this episode? I love the way it started out with a walk and talk right off the get-go.
Right out of the bat.
We got into you know, Johnny Drama's like, I'm not throwing a party. It's going to be a get together. And the difference between a get together is less than a dozen people is a get together.
Right. I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think that's about makes about sense.
Listen, after 12, if it's 15 people, you're kind of having a party.
Yes.
You're kind of at the party. And also, Doug, just so you know, Kevin Dillon, I told Kevin that in the Palm Springs house, you will be making people take their shoes off. And Dillon,
you're going to pull a Johnny Drama?
Dillon does not agree. So are you still sticking with that, Doug?
I'm planning on sticking with that. Yeah. And I think Dillon's going to end up using that house more than me because I'm not even sure when I'm going to be able to go there. But Dillon, you're going to love it. But yes, I want clean floors. But
you're going to, but
well, I'll tell you what, I'll take the shoes off for that house. There's so many great golf courses up there.
You got to have those booties, Doug. Please tell me you're going to have the little booties.
I can bring go booties. That's fine too. If you prefer a booty for some reason, I know you don't like to take off your white Air Force Ones, Kevin, no matter what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like to ask.
He wants those doctor emergency room booties.
To ask another man to take their shoes off. It's like, I don't know. There's a bully vibe to it.
You're going
to
be like Ari was in the episode. I'm like, shoes off, Ari. He's like, go fuck yourself, Drama.
Right. Ari wore his shoes at the party. And by the way, we talked. Dillon would never do that at a party. Dillon would never do that.
No. People right. could
parties
wear
at your house.
Whatever they want.
People can wear whatever they want.
No, we've been to parties at Dillon's house. They are sloppy. You can do anything you want in Dillon's house.
People are coming out of the pool, tracking carpet. Chlorine all over my rugs.
Yo, and then Dillon, we were talking about, listen to Doug. Oh, makes me sad. We were talking about the Costco run. And Doug has no explanation for the baby wipes.
Do you have baby wipes? Just keeping everything clean.
But is that what it is? But like, why not regular wipes? Like why boxes of baby wipes? You know?
Yeah. I just think it's just, it's about cleanliness. He just wants that place as clean as possible.
I don't know, man, but I don't know why that would be baby wipes, Doug, right? You think it's a whole,
I feel like we dropped a joke or a story.
Possibly.
Something that we thought about. Maybe it got edited out. Maybe Dillon's performance did not allow for it.
Dillon, like, we got to cut around this.
And then Dillon did confirm that those are, in fact, his sides in his back pocket. Because upon rewatching it, Turtle is holding the list.
I might have had a list, too. They might have said, who wants the list? You know what I mean?
Kev.
Because I don't know. I always cut my sides, Kev, really small, if you recall.
No one more professional than you. But I know.
They could have been my minis.
I know what mini sides look like, and I know what mini sides look like in your back pocket. And I think
could have been a prop.
I need to say one thing about this. You said when we started, you said that Kevin confirmed it almost like you were railroading him. Are you confirming it or not?
No, I really can't confirm it because I don't know. I don't remember, but very well could have been a prop too. And then
before I said anything,
but Turtle was holding the list. Yeah. So that made me feel, but maybe at one stage I had the list and
Doug, when Dillon's first initial instinct, when
sides.
We were,
I said
when
sides.
Dillon looked at me, said, holy shit, those are my sides. And I said, yeah, they were. Then we started trying to justify the list thing, but Turtle is like waving the list. And then you guys are talking about the list. Listen, I think in story world, I think to people watching it, they're thinking you had your own list, but we internally know.
It could also have been, props could go here. You guys both have lists. I'm going to blame props on this one.
I was going to say you're going to blame props. I just don't. I just disagree.
I think the audience would never have noticed, but most Emmy-nominated actors are horrified.
I was horrified. I'm not going to lie.
Never see Carell with minis. I've never seen minis on Carell. Never seen minis on Carell.
Do you remember, just in a side thing, do you remember when A-Rod wanted to hold his sides during the scene? Actually, sorry, Kev, I don't need to bring up a bad memory.
Right.
That was Yankee Stadium, but A-Rod actually asked me if he could hold his mini side during the scene. Now picture him in his Yankee uniform walking down the third baseline, holding the script, basically and doing his lines.
This big fat steroid ass.
How did you explain to him? No, A-Rod, you can't do
it. It was so weird. I was like, I don't think that would work. Would you ever carry sheets of paper onto a baseball field during a game?
You know what else is going to be cool? I don't know if you guys heard this, but I think we're going to get Stephen A. Smith on the podcast.
No
That'd
way,
be fun, right?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. And Stephen A. Smith, Doug, you'll appreciate this. Stephen A. Smith is doing his podcast and he's out fucking promoting it. You know what I mean? Nice. It's like, I mean,
yeah, I got a couple of DMs. People were a little mad, Kev. I'm not going to lie.
About what?
They thought we they thought we did some trickery or something to make them think a new victory episode came up, but that was Stephen A. I don't know exactly, but it's a marketing thing, I guess. But
interesting. I don't know what you're talking. Wait, what are you saying? Explain that to me again.
Victory came out. Do you not know this?
No.
Victory came out yesterday or the day before, but it's only a 3-minute thing that's basically an advertisement for Stephen A's podcast. And he goes
Yeah, no. Steve, I'm sure the Stephen A, that's what we do now at Podcast One. Like they run, you know, like they'll run a victory ad on this show, on right. one show, and they'll run. So what is that what it was? So they were promoting Stephen A's podcast on Victory? Huh? All right. Well, what are they mad about? What are they mad about?
Who the hell knows? Like, can everyone understand? We do this for the most part for fun. We hope it generates some income, but for the most part, we do it for fun. And obviously, you know, lights on.
It's also a business, and they have to run ads. That's what it is. We're in the business of selling ads, bro. And by the way, listen, a Stephen A. Smith ad, bring it on. Mm-hmm. Bring it on.
By the way, do you remember meeting him? And I think we were in Cleveland.
Yeah, we did. We
at the at the Cabs game.
Oh, that's
we
right.
Saw him
we
back.
Saw him in the hallway.
Yeah, in the hallway. Yeah. It was really cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
Great guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. Can I ask you one thing, though? Can we make a play for Aaron Judge when the season's over? I think we can get him on this. That would be awesome.
Oh, man, what a sick season he's having.
Sure, everybody would love to get him. He's, you know.
And by the way, he's having a sick season. And even, I mean, is there no, I don't think there's anything detrimental. They just locked up the division. But do you think there's any way he goes another whatever it is, 6-7 games without hitting a home run or two? I mean, is that possible?
Yeah, it is possible because nobody wants to pitch to him.
The other thing about he's streaky, right? So he'll go and then he'll hit 4 in a weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, so I wouldn't be totally shocked if going into that last weekend, and you know, I don't see a road where he doesn't hit 2 more home runs, but fuck man, stranger things have happened. But
I mean, is this maybe one of the best seasons anyone's had ever?
I mean, listen,
batting well over 300.
He's
batting
well over 300. I mean, he's on base all the time, and it's just like he's there.
I was saying
no contract.
Oh my God.
Smart. Just like Dylan, that's like dig you and deep. I at Action Park.
Exactly.
All right. So listen, but to get back into this episode, because I was reminding Dylan, Doug, do you have any recollection of Dylan being a little bit gun shy about being mean to the party guests?
I do remember Dylan going, I would never act like this. And, you know, this is the classic actor writer thing. And I'm like, well, you're not Johnny Drama. You're Kevin Dillon. And the truth is, that's a lot more like me than it is Kevin Dillon. I mean, I don't like people in my house. I don't like people touching my shit. I don't like people's mess, you know?
Yeah. Right. And I told Dylan when he does the Eddie Murphy Trading Places, get the fuck out. Dylan said, like, yeah, I saw the movie, but I don't remember. He doesn't remember the beat.
When you told me about the, I think it was on the set, so I didn't get to pre-watch that. So you're like, do it like, and I was like, I saw that movie like a billion years ago.
1983, that movie came out, right.
But so I just had
isn't
to go with
today,
what I thought it was. But
what's that?
Yeah, we could have just pulled it right up on our iPhones, right?
I know. It's crazy. Yeah. But also, there was that. Doug would always have these specific things in his head. And then you guys had a similar thing with the Michael Corleone.
Yeah, Godfather dropping the lotion. I dropped the lotion. Like right.
Doug wanted you to drop it like Michael Corleone and The Godfather.
And of course, I saw The Godfather, but I don't remember exactly how he...
Very specific beat. Very specific beat.
Conley's saying it's so specific, but Conley had a genius... Two things. The dropping of the lotion was in the Vegas episode, The Hallway. But Conley had a genius idea in the episode he directed to have Ari's phone... You know,
planted at the restaurant, and he has to look. We had to build the fake toilet. Like
behind the toilet.
Right.
Just like The Godfather. And did you see LeBron James? They asked him what his favorite movies are yesterday. Did you see what he said?
What?
Godfather 1 and 2.
Really?
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
I thought you were going to say Entourage movie.
I was going to say, that's big news, Doug. Big news. And then, Jesus. I don't want to make him laugh too bad.
You okay, bro?
Got to rupture his chest.
But I do remember going, oh, Doug, I feel like I'm going to come off as an ass. I'm going to look like an asshole in this episode. And I really kind of didn't. You like him. But yeah, it is part of, he's an eccentric guy. And he's a little neurotic about things. And
I think it's so funny, padlocking the door, pulling a key of chandeliers off. You sell it so well. It's just, it's funny.
Yeah.
It just feels like you care about your stuff that you worked for all these years to protect it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I did overpay for that apartment. So.
And listen, here's the other thing too. Actors are protective of their characters, right? So it could be a slippery slope, but
yes.
it's funny, right? At the end of the day, yes. as long as it is funny, and it was funny.
And I did not overprotect Johnny Drama because I liked him being a little nuts, you right. know? And I'm glad I didn't fight on. I mean, Doug knows best most of the time.
You hear
right,
that,
Dougie?
What? Yeah, except when I go to Colorado and get COVID.
I mean, it is weird not having you in here. We are glad you are able to join us. But there's the other part. Again, this is something that I'm going to have to deal with. Kev, did you ever deal with anything with schools, with the kids?
No.
Right? No. I mean, well, you're in Malibu.
So no, they were just happy to take the money. I mean...
But that's what I'm saying. So
much money at these private schools.
Right. So you just pay.
Yeah. You just, like, when you're paying that kind of money, they'll take you so easily.
Right. So you paid for private schools in Malibu.
Still am.
Wow. God, I'm scared. Doug, this show needs
it's like putting a kid through college before they even get there.
Just to get him to high school.
Putting him through college like three times.
Right.
And then they got to go to college.
Wow. It's not just you, Doug. It's real. This is real for me. This is going to happen to me.
No.
Yeah. Well,
In Hollywood. If you want to go the private school system, Kevin Connolly, you're looking at about $500,000 before you get to 12th grade. And that's real deal. There's no ways around it now.
Unless you can get to a good public school. And Hollywood, unfortunately, I don't think they got a good public school. Do they, Doug?
Fairfax High? Not going to work?
I don't know. I mean, it might grow them up tough. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I didn't. I know Doug. I've heard Doug talk about it. I didn't realize that everybody's in the same boat, right? It's that's just what it is.
Well, yeah. I mean, there
aren't the public schools in Malibu? Aren't the public schools in Malibu pretty?
They were great. That's why I don't know why I even did it. I mean, Malibu's got great public schools. That's why I moved out there.
Jesus. Wow. Yeah. I'm scared, Doug. We got to get Ramble On picked up. What's the Ramble On update?
Yes, give it to us.
I mean, there's really good stuff. Supposedly, we're getting an offer today. And I just got the guy who, honestly, why Entourage happened. He's a producer. He just called me, just watched it right before this, and said he absolutely loves it and to call him immediately. So as soon as I get off, I'm going to call him. But
should we just add him to the call and bring him onto the podcast?
Bring him on. Bring him on.
We should get a live read out of him.
I did not
and Dylan,
do
I, just so you know, Dylan, episode 2 is written, and 3 is in the works.
3 is in the
nice, works. Nice, dude. Nice, Doug.
By the way,
this is what's good about COVID. He's got to stay put and write.
This would also help me with my private schools. This would be a big
This will help, yeah.
Yeah, wow. So private schools.
Just do some home teaching, Kev. That's all you need.
Yeah, that'd be great. You'll get better education than I got in school.
By the way, that's real cheap, too. Homeschooling, unless you mean Kevin should teach the kid, like.
No, I was thinking Kevin,
algebra.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be. I was not a big algebra person myself. But yeah, we didn't want to skip over. We wanted to hear what Dylan had to say about
that. It was a great episode. Yeah. It really was.
And then Dylan also.
Stuff at the end, I forgot that E does not like Medellin.
Right. E was right.
Yeah, he was right. Vince loved it.
Right.
Yeah.
We know. And then the other thing, too, the same thing happened when it ends. By the way, Doug, maybe this will ring a bell, but the next episode that we cover is Malibuti. Do you know what that's about? Anybody?
Yeah, that's got to be Colleen Camp.
Really?
Is this the old Dylan gets the Remy?
The old Remy? Best rim job in Hollywood.
Is that what it is, Doug? Do we know that? It's got to be.
I think so. I don't know for sure, but I think so.
That's going to be good.
You know, that was one of the things that I always said I loved about season 4 is that we start with Welcome to the Jungle. We end at Cannes. And then in the middle, because also there's Malibuti.
Yeah.
And then there's also the furry episode.
Is that season 4?
Yeah, right, Doug? I believe.
I don't know.
I believe so.
Yeah, we have not covered it.
Malibuti. I believe the rim job is next. And then I think.
We got some of my favorites in
this
season.
That's what I'm saying. I always think season 4 is a very underrated season because again, we'll get to it, but we do standalone episodes.
Yeah.
Right, Doug? What's that called? Is there a term for that?
Sometimes they call them bottle episodes, but we always have a little story in them. I don't recall what, but
no, man, the furry episode is a bottle episode, bro. There's nothing.
I think Malibuti might be as well.
Semi, right? Vince and E go.
Well, my storylines are usually bottled up,
right? Right, but there's always a bit. I think Malibuti is Vince and E go to the W Hotel. Right. Yep, and they meet girls. Is that, by the way, is it maybe the spinner? Is this where I get called the spinner? I don't know.
This is the race to see who can get laid first.
Is that definitely trying to get Colleen Camp and Lisa Rinna. I mean, we should definitely try to get them.
Oh, Colleen Camp would be great to cover that episode. She would be awesome. We'll watch it and make sure that
she's played three characters in Entourage.
No kidding. What were you going to say? Something about the bottle episode, Doug? You said it's always tricky, and then we cut you off.
I think it's a tricky thing, you know, to break a whole season of a show, and sometimes you feel like you don't have any story left, so you got to come up with something. Now, I don't remember what else is in the furry episode, and I know I love that episode, so I don't want to say it's just, you know, some people call that filler, you know, you just stop the story. But I think those are some of our best episodes.
No doubt.
Yeah, we got a couple good ones. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
God, I feel.
Hack it up, bro. Hack it up.
Doug, how's Sarah? I mean, aside from, you know, is she, you know, I know she has been kind of anxious about COVID, but is she, I don't want to say relief.
She had a rough night last night.
Is there some form of, that's a bad word. But I guess the question is, you are being the only person that I know that didn't get it. And in fact, there's one more. Chuck has not had it, right?
Wow. Did Sarah have it before?
No.
No.
Okay.
But like, is there a thing of like, after all that, you went this far and then you got it? Or is it like, it just is inevitable that everybody's going to get it? Is that true, Dylan?
They say everyone in the world is probably going to end up getting it.
In some form.
Yeah.
I've honestly told Sarah for the last 2 years, everyone's going to get it. And I don't think we've been that like overly cautious. We've been smart, essentially, but we knew when we were coming here. I mean, the reason it's not a relief is because she's pregnant, so it's more scary.
No doubt.
But she's, you know, even though she doesn't feel good, it isn't, thank God it isn't that bad. Our friend is far worse, and hopefully she'll be okay, but hopefully Sarah will be fine. But we have like, you know, if there was no COVID in the world right now, I'd be like, oh God, I have like a bad head cold or a bad, you know what I mean? Like there's been no point where I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen to me now? But who wants
right,
a
again,
fever?
We don't talk politics and, you know, vaccinations and all that kind of stuff. But I am of the opinion that because I was vaccinated, my symptoms were less. My symptoms were very manageable. And if it wasn't COVID and I would have not even missed a day of work. I just kind of felt like shit, but I could have worked through that. Right. So that's just my opinion. Do you think that that's kind of what you're going through, Doug? Like your symptoms are manageable because of that, or do you not want to say?
I mean, no, it's not even that I don't want to say, because obviously I don't know. I believe in science. I believe these doctors, you know what they're doing, and they don't spend all this time. But I believe, and I've said this from the start, I eat pretty damn healthy, and I think that has a big effect on it, and exercise, and you know, I ran into actually the founder of Mush in Aspen, by the way, but I eat two mushes a day and I do believe that helped. And you said you go to work.
Free ad read.
But I could go to work today if I had to. The only reason we're still here is because we didn't want to get on the plane and give it to someone who could be worse. But that being said, our friend who's sicker, she had, you know, two vaccines and a booster. And again, she's, you know, when you have a flu, you can get 103, 104 fever, but she's definitely much sicker than we are. And she's not a heavy person. She's in good shape, but you just don't know, I guess.
It's a weaker strain. I mean, the original strain
is stronger
and it's getting weaker and weaker as it goes along.
Hopefully.
I've had it twice. I had the original strain and then I had a...
You get it every Christmas.
It's a tradition.
It's a Christmas tradition. Okay, Dave has got something to say, Dave. So just come right out with it instead of staring at me because you're creeping me out. What do you got?
No. I had that original strain. I had like 104 for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I didn't go outside and do anything. I had it for a full month.
I can't hear Dave.
You sound like you have it now. Dave sounds like, oh, Doug, you'll appreciate this. Then Dave is going to kill me for saying this. But you know the computer you're going to sell Dave?
Yeah.
Dave was like, do you think that Doug maybe got that computer for free and he's selling it to me for $1,000? I said, Doug doesn't get free computers, Dave. What are you talking about? I had your back, Doug.
What does that matter anyway?
Let me say a couple of things about that asinine question. Okay? Say a couple of things. Number one, Dave, you fucking ungrateful jerk off. I told the guy to come take the computer, use it as long as you want. If you don't like it, no worries. We'll figure out a price. Right. It couldn't have been easier. That's number one.
I'll buy it from you, Doug.
Well, the offer's pulled.
Number two, he's sending me little like bits. Here's $300. I didn't even ask for any money. Number three, yeah, Dave, I paid for the fucking computer. Number four, even if I got it for free, I could sell it to someone else. So why would I give it to you? Number five, Connelly, you need to do something about this. I got a bad review on the Ramble On podcast because they didn't like my treatment of stock tip. Just unreal.
By the way, that was probably Dave on his burner account, bro. Dave's multiple burner accounts.
Interesting. More interesting question, Dave. Was that you on your burner account? Not am I ripping you off with a brand new computer that I never used?
No, he's paying you in installments?
No. It was just a random thought. I was just like, in my head,
no good deed. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, it's funny because he didn't tell me. He told Scotty, and then Scotty told me, and then Dave got mad at Scotty for telling me. And Scotty's like, what, Dave? You did say it. Whatever. It's not a big deal. Nobody's going to be mad at you. But I'm like, what do you think? Doug just picks up the phone and gets free computers? I wish I'd have a computer. But I don't know.
Back in the old days, he did.
But
wait, I still want to make this statement really clear because this could have been a funny like beat in Entourage if this was happening between Turtle and Drama. But the computer was paid for. But even if it wasn't, it still has the same value.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
Right. If you got a free car,
a computer is a computer. What's it worth?
Right. Right. No, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's not even worth it.
I could use a new computer too. So
my
cash is good. My cash is good.
You love it. Do you have
you know what, Dylan?
Yeah.
Dylan, if you give StockTip a dead arm, the computer's yours. You don't have to pay anything. Just give him a real dead arm.
Come over here, StockTip, and take it like a man.
Dave, are you ready to apologize to Doug?
I apologize. It was just a random thought. I didn't think it would actually.
Dave, do you have COVID?
No. Come over here and get your beating.
I took a test yesterday. I just have a sore throat.
Yeah, he sounds rough, dude. He sounds.
I took a test. And I was negative on both.
You sound terrible. But Doug sounds
like
terrible.
I said, over the weekend when I got the computer, it was like I had to set it all up for the first time. Like it'd never been turned on. So I'm like.
So it was a brand new computer.
Well, lucky you.
And so I was just like, you know, in my head, I'm like, why would he never use this?
Why would? Right. So you thought it was suspicious. So you think Doug's rolling free computers?
No, I wasn't thinking anything. It was just like a stupid thought.
But I think you should apologize to Doug.
Sorry.
Say, Doug, no, I apologize.
Let me further. No, Dave, it's not suspicious. I erased the computer. But as I told you in the first place, I probably used it three times in my life. But you erase it before I give it to you because I don't want you rummaging through the photos of my fucking kids.
And trust me, he would rummage. He's a rummager in the biggest way imaginable, bro. He is a rummager.
A rummager.
Suspicious. God, it's so suspicious. This computer is normally when someone sells me a computer, it looks like they threw it against the wall. This one is just in perfect shape.
I had a thought. Do you think Doug got that computer for free and then sold it to me?
It was nothing more than a thought.
That you vocalized. Now people are uncomfortable. Dylan's cracking his knuckles. Dylan's going to hit you with that dead arm.
Oh, man, a dead arm. I got a computer. This is great.
Oh, boy.
It's a beautiful computer, by the way. 16-inch, fully loaded. I mean, it's unbelievable that I have to. And this guy, whoever wrote that review will rewrite the review and realize it's StockTip Dave who treats me poorly, not me.
It's just a bad accusation, bro. It's a bad accusation.
Yeah, terrible.
It's a bad accusation. I know you're thinking out loud, Dave, but maybe don't think so much. All right. What else do we got? What else do we got? Dylan, tell us a little bit about the trip. You went.
Oh man, it was a great trip. Just spent a lot of time in New York, hung out with the family. Played a lot of golf at Wingfoot. Went up to Newport, Rhode Island, which is, I don't know if you guys have been there.
What brought you to Newport, Rhode Island? You just jumped in the car and wanted to go?
You know what? My girlfriend never saw that part. She's been to New York, but she doesn't really know the Northeast. Originally, we were going to go to Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket and all that. But we decided, let's just make it to Newport and then head back.
And what's your car of choice when you're out there? Do you have a car?
I rented a SUV.
Oh, you rented
a car. But I do have, a 69 Firebird, but I wasn't going to take that to Newport.
Right. Well, it wouldn't make it. It would break down on its way to Newport.
There's an outside chance it could break down. Yeah.
Could you imagine Amy May music in Dylan's 69?
No, she's good in the 69 for a little journey.
By the way,
with the top down.
She's like me. That's it. Put the top down and spin me around the block. I'm not going to fucking Newport, Rhode Island in that thing because I know what happens.
So but it's an amazing place, man. All the mansions that you can visit.
Beautiful.
The
rich in history.
The Breakers. And it's unbelievable. Really cool. Nice. Cool city.
What else? Did you see Jerry? Did you play golf with Jerry?
Yeah.
You got Jerry out on
Wingfoot. No. But we played the Mark Wahlberg's thing in Detroit.
You played the tournament, which was
great. I didn't get to play with Jerry, but we got to hang out.
Right.
It was good. I got to see Mark, and it was great.
How'd you shoot?
I played great. We won.
You did?
Yeah.
How'd Jerry shoot?
I don't, he was ripping him on the driving range.
Really?
But then I guess he struggled when he started playing. Maybe I was the like complete opposite, and I, you know, hit the ball great on the golf course. But yeah, our team won.
Nice.
We got $100 in the
Mark
gift shop.
Like
that's
to
it.
Do the Entourage reboot, Kevin.
You know, I was gonna, but by the time I finished my round, he was gone. So I was hoping that, you know, we would hang out and a little bit afterwards. But a
couple bevvies.
I was gonna go right into the reboot, man. I was gonna throw it at him. But. Yeah,
go into the reboot, sell him a fucking free computer. Who knows what else?
All right. Well, I'm glad we got to come back to cover this episode. It did feel weird covering the episode without
you,
Dylan.
How dare you?
We talked about the school. We talked about the private schools. Oh, Dylan, I got one for you.
What you got?
Have you ever seen a real first cut of something that you had an emotional part of? Or it's usually
I've seen rough cuts. I've never seen the first cut.
Right.
The first cut is really rough.
The first cut is the
deepest. But I've seen them without music.
Music. Color timing.
And maybe even, maybe even looping any ADR,
right,
you know?
Right.
Just rough sound.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy. And we all know it.
They don't look good.
Right.
But so you have to, you know, if you've been in the business, you know it's going to get better. But
to me, the hardest thing about it when I watch a rough cut of a friend's movie or something is the sound.
Yeah.
Like rough sound is worse than rough picture for me. Rough sound takes me out of a cut. And rough picture, I can kind of get past maybe because I just know it's going to get there.
Yeah, you know it's going to get better.
Right, but rough sound. You have any other further? I know we talked about it in pretty good detail last week, Doug, but any final thoughts on first cut is the deepest?
No, that's it. I mean, you know, first cuts for all filmmakers out there, they are just, you know, taking for what they are. So they're always going to improve and just keep digging into it. That's what Larry Charles used to say all the time when we would talk about scripts. They're always going to get better. The more you work them, like sometimes you can first, even with Ramble On, make it
worse. We're losing
you. There he goes. Go back.
I don't know if you're walking around.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You're in the bathtub? You're in the shower, bro?
I am in a room that's like the size of half the size of a studio. I mean, it's tiny. But what I was saying is, you know, Larry Charles used to say, it always gets better and just keep working and keep working and keep working. So,
well, I got to say the actors, they were great. Of course, Jeremy was great. Reese was great. But Kevin, you were great in this episode.
I thought you
were excellent.
Thank you, Dylan. I appreciate that.
He sounds so shocked.
KC, I couldn't believe it. I mean, he was really good.
His compliments don't get thrown around very often. So when I did,
who would have thunk it?
Doug, Dylan was like howling, laughing when Billy Walsh picks up E and spins him around.
He held you like a 6-year-old.
Reese is strong, bro.
Yeah.
Reese is strong.
I wonder if Weiss could have done that, if Weiss played the part. You think
of course.
Lift you up that
he's easily? He's a jiu-jitsu guy. Rob would have put me in a fucking sleeper hold. Are you kidding?
Yeah, put you in an arm bar.
Did you guys see Tom Hardy he could kick some ass. Did you see the fight?
No, I mean, is he good?
Check it out on YouTube.
He won like a tournament.
Yeah, the guy, he's tough, man.
Yeah, he's tough, I guess.
I mean,
right?
I knew he was tough, but I didn't know he would be like UFC kind of tough. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, he's a purple belt, so he's fighting people in his weight and his belt class as well, right?
I mean,
I don't know enough. Do you know anything about the belt structure? What is the purple belt?
I don't know. I know I'm a yellow belt because it makes my eyes pop.
Oh, God. It's yellow as your drawers.
you slay me.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing too. Anthony Michael Hall.
Mike Hall
pissing off the balcony.
Oh, Mike, you slay me.
Hysterical.
Mike Hall is great.
Yeah. We get, you know, that's the thing. We really do. And by the way, you know what? As producer here at Action Park Media, I'm going to do this. I'm going to watch the next couple episodes and see who we can, get back.
Malibuti is a great episode, so we got a good one to look forward to. But let's get Colleen Camp.
We should get Colleen Camp in here.
Maybe we can
I'll call Colleen.
Lisa Renner.
Lisa also.
Yeah, Lisa would be great.
And Doug, you want to hear the last thing, and this could be groundbreaking about Dylan. I'm kind of into the idea. Dylan is thinking about going like old school houseboat and living on the water. What do you think of that?
On a yacht.
In a marina?
Yeah.
In the marina, maybe I'll even go to, Ventura County. Oh, that would be too far.
That'd be far away. But I mean, whenever I see it in a marina, movie, it looks cool.
Oh my God.
Right?
I love the idea. And it sounds like Dylan. It sounds great for Ramble On too. I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
You know, there'll be three rooms. Right. I could take it to Mexico, you know, take it through the Panama Canal, come up the other side. I mean, it'd be great to have a yacht. I just got to learn how to drive.
But you'd be spending most of the time parked. Right?
Most of the time, you're going to be parked.
Most of the time, you're going to be in the marina, yeah. And that's you go to the grocery store.
Well, once in a while, take it to Catalina, yeah. Drop anchor.
What's a vessel like this cost? What are we talking about here?
Anywhere from, you know, I want a pretty good one. So right. I mean, it's good, you know, quarter of a million to a half $1 million to get you a good
right.
one.
Yeah, he's just thinking right. like it's not a great time to buy a house right yeah. now or whatever. It's like kind of in this transition thing. But like, I'm trying to think what movie it was where I looked at it and I was like, man, that looks that's fucking
yeah, there's
awesome.
Something romantic about yeah, that. Life's
Clint Eastwood characters or
sitting on the water.
Yeah,
just, yeah,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Don't forget that story. There was a story, Dylan, which hopefully it won't happen to you. But this guy goes on his honeymoon on a yacht or a boat, whatever it is. And he comes back to shore without the bride. And he's charged with, do you know this?
No.
He's charged with her murder. And wow. her family starts speaking out against the guy. I don't know if it was 3 days later or 12 days
she
later.
Showed up.
She's like hanging on by a tree trunk or whatever. And she's like, I love my husband. What are you talking about? He didn't do anything. If they didn't find her, wow. I mean, the guy was cooked. So I Dylan, just make sure just video at all times. And have cameras.
And not only that, but I'm going to have to get involved in this. I'm not just going to let you take off through the Panama Canal until I know that.
I'm going to have to, I've had boats my whole life.
It's going
to
take you a couple.
Small boats.
It's going to take you a couple. It's going to take you some time.
It's going to take me some time to learn.
I don't even know where the Panama Canal is.
But maybe I'll occasionally hire, you know, a captain to.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. bro. If you're going to go through the Panama Canal, get a captain.
Dylan, go to Mexico into like cartel land and be like, hey,
I'll just keep going south until I get to Belize.
Dylan's going to
go to Costa Rica.
Dylan's going to boat around the world. No, I think you should hire a captain if you're going to do that.
I will be a captain.
This would be an amazing reality show. Dylan goes to Belize in a boat. I mean, that would be phenomenal.
I'm going
to
do a cooking show. On the boat.
How to survive on the boat. Like how to cook and live on a boat, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably the same thing, right? You're not going to eat fish every day.
The whole vibe of it. I love the idea.
I'm trying to think, what was the movie that really...
By the way, you
can
get up and move anytime you want. You know what? I'm going to live in San Diego for a little while. I'm going to park the boat there for a little bit.
Right. You know? So you call ahead and say, hey, what slips you got available on the dock?
Yeah. Or you could rent it for the year.
Spend a couple. So you'll have your one that you own, right? Let's say Marina Del Rey is your home slot. Yeah. And then you could rent one out in San Diego for 2 weeks.
Yep. Go to San Fran.
Here's a show to inspire you, Kev. I watched it yesterday while I'm sitting here with my COVID. On Hulu, it's awesome. It's called Chefs vs. Wild. And they drop two chefs in, I don't know, some freezing cold island where they have to forage their own food. And then they have a cooking competition at this awesome outdoor kitchen. Check out this show, Chef vs.
Cool.
Wild.
I like it.
And if they ever do celebrity Chefs vs. Wild, it would be amazing.
I'm going to go crazy thinking about what movie it was. I know Clint Eastwood lived on a cool one in one of his movies. But, Doug, anything jump out at you? Cool houseboats?
I remember Brad a couple Pitt. Of houseboat movies. Let's see.
Brad Pitt, when he played the IRA guy.
In the Devil's Own?
Was it Devil's Own?
With Harrison Ford? Yeah.
He lived on a boat.
On a cool boat? Yeah. I mean, every time I see somebody doing it, I go, man, there's something peaceful about that, right? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But if anybody would do it,
you're having a problem with your diesel engine and then this breaks.
I was about
that
to say, boats are one of the worst things on earth. The second take them off the lot, they start collapsing no matter how much you spend.
But well, you know what they say about it. It's a hole in the water that you throw your money into.
You know what the best you know what the best kind of boat is? Your friend's boat. It's
but
true.
It's a little different when you're living on it because now you're not paying your mortgage. You're not paying rent. I mean, I guess you do pay rent because you have to.
I'm sure it's not cheap. Either.
The boat yard.
It's
actually a lot cheaper than you would think.
Like, what could a slip in the marina cost? $2,000 a month.
No, about that would be a big price for
right. You'd have to be
for a
prime
big boat.
Location.
It depends. They go by foot. So if you have a really big boat,
I'm
thinking it'd be about $1,200 maybe.
I think you should just be stationary for a while. and then have the captain. Wow.
This guy's got no trust in me at all. I just,
Dylan's like, ironic, by the way, Kev, that Dylan starred in a Poseidon Adventure. That's not weird, right?
Right. And Dylan's also talking about like the Panama Canal, and he's good.
Not yet.
He's not pretty yet. Good. Yo, if you get good enough. By the way, we'll do a little reality show, an APM reality show. Dude, I'll go through the Panama Canal.
Here. I've been studying on just what it takes to dock it. You're up in the fly deck, you know, trying to, you can't run down and just tie it up.
Right.
I need a Gilligan. What I'm saying is I need you, little buddy. Kevin Connolly, he's like, he's going to be my Gilligan.
Yeah,
little buddy.
Hey, little buddy.
Zulai officially dropped the hammer on Gilligan. Like,
oh, yeah,
now,
no,
now that Kennedy,
no more Halloweens.
Now that Kennedy is here, I have to get like, and I'm
a
not,
real costume.
I have to get a real costume that I'm not allowed to be.
Maybe
Gilligan.
Doug could help you out with that.
To, Jesus Christ. I'm not
Doug's
ready to go
as
wild as Doug is, but I got to figure something out.
I'm in huge trouble, by the way, for Halloween because the Casamigos party is when I'm away on this thing that you set me up with, Kevin. So. What is it? A podcast I'm doing?
Oh, you're doing the Patrick but David podcast, bro. You believe me. Yeah, bro. You've like been to enough Halloween parties. Go do the Patrick but David podcast. It's
no,
good.
I'm doing it, but Sarah's not happy. So if you're going to Casamigos party, you have to take Sarah.
Casamigos party. I'm taking Kennedy trick or treating around the corner. I'll be in bed at 10 o'clock. Casamigos party, bro. You give me too much credit, Doug. I will be trick or treating.
She can't appreciate Halloween yet. She's too young. No. Go enjoy yourself while you can, man.
No, man. I want to go trick or treating. I'm excited. I want to go and get, you know, I'm thinking about being Mickey Mouse.
You're going to rock
Kennedy
your teeth
loves
out.
Mickey Mouse. Kennedy loves Mickey Mouse. So I'm thinking about
I
Mickey
thought
Mouse.
This thing, it's not legal. You got to be like another version of
Mr. Mouse.
I thought you,
Mr.
Yeah,
Mouse.
Mr. Mouse.
You're the right
Otherwise,
size.
Disney will sue you. It'll be right amazing size. If Connelly gets sued for dressing up as Mickey Mouse what, on Halloween.
Is Mickey Mouse short?
He's a mouse, dude. He's a mouse. He's just realizing the size.
Yeah, I guess. You know, listen, by the way, the Mickey Mouse that came to the birthday party was a monster. There's nothing short about that guy that came to Kennedy's birthday. But I think Kennedy would like to see me as Mickey. I don't know. My fighter pilot costume. She said, you have to put effort. I can't just do a zip up one piece like of the Tom Cruise jumpsuit and throw on a pair of shades. She wants me to fucking take a crack at trying to be part of it. So I don't know. Maybe I'll be Mickey Mouse.
I'm not even sure anyone under 40 even knows what Gilligan's Island is anymore.
No,
it doesn't even play anymore.
Yeah, no, it literally lit. Like the last time I wore it out to like one of those parties, it got embarrassing. Because I was like, nobody.
They're like, why didn't you dress up?
Like, why are you just wearing a weird white hat? Why are you wearing just a weird
a
white
red
hat?
Shirt.
And a red shirt. Like, I just don't get it. Gilligan's Island. You know, it's Gilligan's Island.
What's that?
3-hour tour. No, I have no idea what you're talking about. It was not even a skipper. Even if I had a matching skipper.
Hey, little buddy.
Yeah. That would have never.
It's really sad.
Can you see him being my little buddy on the boat?
Dude, if you, listen, I'll be your Gilligan. By the way, it's part of the reality show. I got
Zulai
the costume.
Could be Ginger. Zulai could be Ginger. It's a shame.
Yeah. Well, we could. We could.
3-hour tour.
Either way, I think I'm leaning towards Mickey Mouse, but if anybody has any ideas and
Minnie within, Mouse, maybe.
Within, try not, I know everybody can't wait to make offensive jokes to me about what I should be for Halloween. But if anybody has ideas, please feel free to direct message Stock Tip Dave, who is currently.
I'm not even making fun of you, but did you ever try a tattoo from Fantasy Island?
Oh, God.
You break me up into little pieces. You break me up into little pieces.
Are we not talking football? Are we not doing segments anymore?
We're not talking football other than Doug. I mean, was I right about the Dolphin sidelines? Was I not right
you
about the Dolphin
right.
sidelines?
You might have been right about the Dolphin sidelines.
Well, I was saying, and this is a thing because I'm a Dolphins fan, that, you know, it's really hot out there. And the way that the Dolphins do it is the Dolphins are basically in the shade.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
The opposing team is in the 105 degree heat. I mean, there's guys dropping like flies. I said that would factor into the Bills game. Everybody thought I was crazy. And it did. Stephon Diggs took, you know, played half the fourth quarter laying on the sideline, cramping up.
Guys were exhausted at the end of that game.
The Dolphins looked kind of exhausted as well.
I think everybody at the end of the day.
The Giants used to do the same thing, though. They would put themselves in the sun in the cold and the other team on the other side.
I think you always, in the beginning of the season, especially when it's hot now, like when they go up to Buffalo, I don't know. But the game was pretty ugly all around. But, you know, Dolphins look good. I said this to Dylan. If the Dolphins go in to Cincinnati and beat up on the Bengals on Thursday night, it's going to be game on. But right now, we'll see.
No, they look good.
That's not going to happen, number one. But the other thing you might have been right about, Connelly, is we've talked about this before, you broke your leg on what you claimed was an errant Russell Wilson throw. You might have been right. Because, I mean, this so far looks like one of the worst contracts of all time.
Doug hates Russell, bro.
I'm just speaking it like it's speaking it. You know, look, I have friends who told me they didn't like the Entourage movie, but.
I've been very outspoken internally about agreeing with you on this Russell Wilson thing. He kicked you to the curb, bro. He kicked you to the curb.
No. He kicked all of us to the curb, bro.
Wow.
All of us.
I never
he
had
treated
his
us like he treated you had his number. You tweeted for him. He treated us like used garbage. I mean, but that's irrelevant. I mean, it's got nothing to do with
that ugly win that he got out the other night in San Francisco.
Oh my God. I mean, it's ridiculous. They look like the worst offense in the league, and they actually have a really good defense. So we'll see what happens.
Your guys, Giants, took a bit of a beating, but that's
just
You know, they were going to be 4-0 because they're going to beat Chicago. But I really disappointing. The Dallas Cowboys defense is real though. Dallas D is real. So
and Doug, when you say that it's not going to happen about the Dolphins beating Cincinnati, like what's weird? What would be weird about that? I mean,
I think they will win that game. I think the Dolphins.
I've seen nothing out of them on the road, nothing, and I think Cincinnati is fired up after a bad loss a couple of weeks ago. They're not losing at home again. No way.
Well, you're 0-7 this season, so that's good news. keep trying to pull in the Bengals. All right, that wraps up Victory of the Podcast. Doug Ellen coming through clutch in the sickness.
Working ill.
Doug, thanks for joining us. Dylan, pleasure as always.
Later.
See you guys.
All right, see you guys.
Victory of the Podcast.
Victory.